Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lima, Josina Anderson. Now, we got a lot of stuff going on today, by the way. Because you got the Cavs, who had a great big win last night. LeBron had one of the best shots we've ever seen.
Did he save basketball in Cleveland? Thanks, Sashi. LeBron.
Sashi Brown of the Cavaliers. But we also have, obviously, the draft today, and who's going to go number one, and also interesting trades are being considered. I think this could be one of the all-time draft hates that Anthony Lima has. Like, Lima could end up hating this draft more than anything he's ever hated, because it could be Baker Mayfield at number one, and they could trade out of the four. But we have Sal Capaccio joining us, Buffalo Bills sideline reporter, beat writer, WGR 550. He'll join us at 7:45 this morning. We'll keep our ear to the ground on what the Bills might be trying to do. Also, Evan Roberts, midday host, WFAN at 8:20. Going to be talking about the possibility with Giants.
And the Jets.
Maybe some Mike Francesa. Also, I have a theory at 9:40 this morning, which basically becomes, who do you think they're going to take at 1-4?
And just make it funny in the form of a theory.
Yes, make sure you do that. However, we have a guest. Okay, fine. North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We go out to Dustin Fox, who joins us this morning. I'll get to the Josina Anderson thing here in a moment. We got Dustin, who's just chimed in. Hello, Dustin.
Well, now I want to hear what Josina says.
Hold on. Let's go to Dustin.
Is Francesa taking over for Evan, too, or did they shorten his show, or what happened?
It's going to be simulcast on Afternoon Drive in Cleveland as well, so you're losing 2 hours.
What's up, guys?
Hello, Dustin.
You got any voice left?
Yeah, you're doing well.
Good morning.
Well.
What a game, man. Told you. Lucky shoes, man. Big deal.
Well, it was big. So Dustin, before the game, he wanted to make sure not to wear the KDs, so he didn't wear the KDs. What'd you wear instead?
Wore the LeBron 15 lows, which offset my bad luck in game one. And, of course, LeBron hit the game winner and goes for 44.
Did you film the shot correctly? Because I filmed it incorrectly.
Tell Ken to shut the hell up. I was on a group text with you idiots last night, and Ken's like, turn your camera sideways. I don't know why I did Bull's voice there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry. But Ken said turn the camera. I'm like, Ken, dude, this is for Instagram, bro.
See, I'm not on Instagram.
You know
what?
I didn't even
put
it. I didn't even add it to Instagram yet.
If Ken was on Instagram, he'd work himself into a shoot.
Easily.
Wait a minute, though. He's right, though. Because anytime you look at a video that's shot straight up and down, you're irritated instantly.
Yeah, but again, he says it's for Instagram purposes. So if he's doing it for his own social media, hey, listen, I might be thrown off by it, but who the hell am I? So, you know,
you do it. You turn your phone every time you watch a video?
Yes, I try to.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Dustin, when you shot it, did you think the Cavs were going to win that game?
To be honest with you, I damn near missed filming it because I was like, I don't know. I was just like looking down. I was looking at Twitter, and I was like, oh, here we go. Hit record. Got the shot, and I thought we were going to win the game. Yeah. What's LeBron had to block? I was like, this is you know, meant to be. LeBron's going to do something crazier. I thought it was going to overtime, but. And I thought they'd win in overtime, but for him to hit that shot, which is so crazy because I was at that game. Was it game two Eastern Conference Finals against the Magic when LeBron hit the three? And back in 09? Was it 09 or 08? I forget when it was. It was 2008.
It was 09. Yeah.
I was there. I was at that game. And it was so cool. It kind of felt the same way. And it wasn't as deep a three. And there was more time this time, but it felt the same way in the building, which is pretty awesome.
Dustin Fox joining us on the show. Now, Lima says this is going seven games. I think it's going to be closed out on Friday. What are your feelings?
I think it's done Friday. I don't think the Cavs want to go seven games.
Man, I hope so.
I don't think LeBron wants to go seven games. You guys see how tired he looks in fourth quarter? Yeah. I mean, he's carrying this team on his back. And every game matters. I mean, this is a big deal. I hope that they finish this thing out tomorrow night because I don't want to see game seven on Sunday. Not that they won't win it or can't win it, but I just don't want to see LeBron play another 45 minutes. He doesn't have to play.
I totally agree, Dustin. I think this series, they got to go and just win this series and take care of it because, man, they go 7 minutes in the fourth quarter without a field goal. LeBron wasn't hitting jumpers. I mean, the whole night he was hitting his free throws, thank God. 15 of 15, I was thinking to myself, I'll look it up on Basketball Reference. I don't know how many times he's done that in his career, shot that many free throws and not missed. They needed every one of them, and he has the huge block. And you know what? if people want to go back, call the goaltend and, you know, go to the play before and say that it should have been the Cavs ball anyway, I don't do that. That's for nerds. I think nerds obsess about that stuff. LeBron made a great play when it mattered the most, and I did. I was joking about Sashi Brown, but he saved the Cavs season. He did. He saved the Cavs season with that shot yesterday.
Well, it was great. I mean, listen, though. I mean, think about the calls, though. How bad were the calls in the first half?
Oh.
The Cavs couldn't get anything these refs. It was, by the way, where I was sitting, not to brag, but this is what Lima does. We had good seats. And a couple fans who were sitting right down like, on the court, they knew the refs' names. And they're yelling at these guys by their first names.
Were you a Springer?
That's awesome.
No. But it was hilarious. They were like, knew the refs. I'm like, I forget the guy's name, but he was like literally getting in the guy's head. I loved it.
And that's how you know you've been to a lot of basketball games and had a lot of good seats.
And, bet on a lot of games.
Dustin, I got to get your thoughts here. Now, you and I have been told basically polar opposite things. Everybody's getting themselves worked into certain different places here. All right, as of this morning, 6:48, you have said that Sam Darnold should be the number one pick. You really like Baker Mayfield. We've heard conflicting reports about basically everybody in this draft. What's your gut think that they are going to do tonight at 8 o'clock?
My gut is really uncomfortable right now, and it's swirling in a variety of ways. I need to take some Tums because my gut is just bubbly. I got the bubble guts right now. Ooh. That's how I feel. So I don't know. I really don't. I told you, I don't know, Dustin.
You don't have a feeling
come on,
right
Dustin,
now.
You know they're going to walk up and take Sam Darnold. You know it,
Dustin. You go on it too. You could always walk it back later on. It doesn't matter.
Well, they know what they're doing. I mean, they've decided. But I still think Baker's got a shot to be the pick. I really do.
Really?
I'm not a hater, by the way. I'm a fan.
What's that?
Well, no, we were playing a cut from what you said.
I'm not a hater, by the way. I'm a fan.
Yeah, that was you.
From the interview?
Yeah. We play that a lot, Dustin. I know you guys.
I've never heard the show.
All the time.
That's one of my favorite clips.
A ton. So if they take Sam Darnold tonight,
yeah.
I want to go over these quarterbacks. If they take Sam Darnold, your feelings are?
Relieved. I don't know. I mean, I feel good about it. I mean, it's a steady pick, I think.
What about Baker?
I think there's going to be excited, you know. I'd be more excited about Baker because it's just it's a sexier pick for sure.
Now, I'm not a hater, by the way. I'm a fan.
Now we know that people found Josh Allen's tweets.
I sound like such an idiot.
Oh.
That's the point.
Now Dustin joining us on the show. Josh Allen, people found some tweets of him last night from when he was like basically 13 years old saying some horrific things.
Oh, is he a white supremacist?
Well, there was a couple things in there that did not look too very good there. But again, he was a kid. He was literally a child. If they take Josh Allen number one tonight, your thoughts?
My thoughts are they're going for the quarterback with the highest ceiling. And they feel like they can correct some of the issues that he had. And, you know, they look at all these other guys and they say, no one's got the talent this guy has. And there's no way he plays this year. I mean, he's going to sit for a full season. I don't think anybody would be opposed to that. But I think it'd surprise some people because you really haven't, you know, heard a whole lot about him outside the last couple of weeks. And I know that everybody's down on the pick. For the most part, because of the completion percentage, the accuracy issues, and all that stuff. I mean, the stats in college weren't great. I get it, man. I'm not going to sit here and defend him like Chris Sims or something. But, I mean, there's things to like about the guy, but you can't defend anything he did in college outside of the fact he didn't have great receivers and didn't have a great line. But that doesn't make up for some of the throws that he missed, you know, just when he had opportunities. So I'd be surprised if it's Allen. I would.
Yeah.
Even though I heard that Dorsey likes Allen a lot. So, man, this is it's crazy, though, because no one really knows. I mean, you could see the Browns go three different directions tonight at quarterback at one, and that's what's so crazy about it. So I think Dorsey's done a good job of trying to keep it tight-lipped. And, you know, even though we hear things from people, you know, close to the situation, none of us really know.
Yeah, and the only one would actually make me really nervous, and I got to say that's Josh Allen. It's just – two sentences into it, we're all sitting there going, well, yeah, but his wide receivers, this, that, and the other, it just always turns into a big excuse. So that one makes me nervous. If they took Baker, A part of me would be pretty excited because it is so different from some of the other ones. And if they took Sam Darnold, yes, personally, I would be relieved about it. Dustin, we thank you so much. Now we can hear you today at 2. It's going to be a huge Bull and Fox show leading up to the draft. Yeah. And then you're on with me tonight. So try to get as much rest as you can between now and then. And we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you later on tonight. Of course, we'll be listening to it.
Who else is on? Is Nathan on with us at 7? Or?
I think it'll be you, me, Wilhelm, and I think Doug Beacon will be with us tonight.
Benjamin Albright.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, Dustin and Adam will be at the Grindstone Tap House later on this afternoon. Dustin, thank you very much, buddy.
If you happen to see that tweet before I deleted it, good for you.
Thank you, Dustin, very much.
Very insidery.
Dustin Fox on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.